This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House January 6 committee is closing out its set of summer hearings with its most detailed focus yet on the investigation's main target. That's former U.S. President Donald Trump. The panel is examining Trump's actions on January 6 of last year as hundreds of his supporters broke into the U.S. Capitol, going through the deadly afternoon minute-by-minute fashion to show how long it took the president, the former president, to call off the rioters. Testifying to the House January 6 committee, the former Trump White House Deputy Press Secretary, Sarah Matthews, says that President Trump poured gasoline on the fire by tweeting that the former Vice President Mike Pence was a coward.
It was essentially him giving the green light to these people, telling them that what they were doing at the steps of the Capitol and entering the Capitol was okay, that they were justified in their anger. And he shouldn't have been doing that. He should have been telling these people to go home and to leave and to condemn the violence that we were seeing.
The panel is focusing on 187 minutes that day between Trump's call for his supporters to march to the Capitol and when he told them to actually go home. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday praised a bipartisan group of U.S. senators for presenting a draft resolution which would recognize Russia's actions in Ukraine as genocide. In his nightly televised address, Zelensky noted that the resolution, which he said was submitted shortly after the Ukrainian First Lady made an impassioned plea for support before the U.S. Congress on Wednesday, expressed support for international war crimes investigations against Russian political leaders.